Darth Kydus stared at the crumpled note in the tray and wondered what Palian thought of him. It didn't matter, but he was curious. "Perhaps I didn't explain myself clearly enough," he said. "What do you think, Tahiri?" She examined the note and shrugged. "I think you're talking to the wrong person," Tahiri said. "It's the Moff's backing you need, not Palian's. He's the last person who'd help you."
"Tahiri, to get the Moffs to back me, I need to be endorsed by Palian," Kydus said. "It's more than his position as Bastion's head of state. I can bypass figureheads when I need to, but the old boy is still very much hands-on, and he has enormous sway over the Moffs. They would commit their forces to the GA for the right reward, but not as long as Palian opposes it."
"And does he oppose it? I can see why he wouldn't exactly trust you."
"No, I'm not his favorite person, and I suspect he regards Nyathol as a traitor in that stiff upper lip way of his. But this isn't a refusal, I think. Just a gesture. I believe he wants to be wooed."
Tahiri's mind was calculating visibly.
"So, what's the right incentive for the Moff who has everything?"
"More of it, Tahiri. More. Everybody likes more."
"But more of what, exactly?"
"Territory. I was thinking of Bilbringi, or Borleas, actually. Maybe both if I have to. Shipyards and banking. I think the Moffs will like that, if I can get Palian to see sense."
"He's a pragmatist," she said, "and he wants the best for his little empire."
"He likes his honor better." Kydus smiled and reached for the pile of datapads. There were a couple of items that troubled him still sitting in view. "But I think he needs time to consider this, and perhaps a visit from someone persuasive, preferably in a smart suit and shoes, Tahiri." She gave him a withering glance.
"You want me to see him?"
"I hope you'll do better in this task than the last."
"I've done my best, Jason."
"Yet you can't find the Jedi base."
"And obviously neither can you."
"Show me you can complete a mission. Talk to Palian."
Kydus picked up the first datapad on the pile. Intelligence reports confirmed that Corellia had placed an order for the Mandalorian's Bezulik fighter. It was faster than an X-Wing, armored in virtually impregnable Mandalorian iron, Beskar, and for sale to anyone who had the credits. "Off you go, Tahiri. Come back to me with your timetable and strategy for getting an audience with Admiral Palian and signing him up to the cause." Kydus would have to do something about the Bezulik. The simplest option was to buy a squadron for the GA, even if that rankled. But if Fett could play the longer game, so could he. The fighter was a joint project with the Verpine of Roche, part of a cozy mutual aid treaty between Caldabe and the Verpine Hives. Kydus put the Verpine down on his list of beings to educate later. He would also steer clear of Mondalore for the time being. He had more urgent issues in front of him. Fondor was still a major irritant, churning out warships for the Confederation at its orbital yards. It was a continuing threat, and it lay close to rich mineral resources in an asteroid belt. It built star destroyers. Assets like that couldn't be allowed to remain in enemy hands. So he would deal with Fondor as his next priority. He picked up his comlink and keyed in the code for his closest and most irritating colleague, Admiral Cha Nyathol, Joint Chief of State of the GA. "Admiral," he said cheerfully, "we really have to do something about Fondor.